Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
American Girl. Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
See Elizabeth Warren on Twitter. Lee is encouraging other women who are discriminated against, like her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're female gender discrimination too. Right. Well, go ahead and submit their fake stories too.
No, they're fake stories.
Oh yeah, like if you don't have one, just make one up, or just like identify as having a story.
Right.
Of discrimination, I identify as having been discriminated against. Okay, well, like, were you actually discriminated against? Well, no, I identify as having been discriminated against.
Okay, all right.
See how this works?
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
And she's literally, Lee, I mean, she's on camera saying, I got fired for being pregnant. She just told me I was pregnant and then I had good luck and move on. And she's on camera again going, yeah, quit that job. She didn't use the word quit. She's like, well, you know, I had to move on. I really broke my heart. I loved those kids. So the only actual news organization, which of course for being an actual news organization means they've been throttled by Facebook.
There you go.
Right, because we can't have actual news. That will wreck everything. Washington Examiner goes, okay, let's go figure this out. And they went and went to the Riverdale School District and looked this up. You could check this kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And they had offered her job, and the school board meeting minutes said they, you know, basically were upset that she had chose to leave instead of continuing in the job that they offered her while she was pregnant. And not being discriminated against.
She just misremembered that.
She must have. So now she's soliciting. Can you imagine if a Republican presidential candidate did this? She's in total denial of this, right? I mean, we have it in writing from the Riverdale Board of Education. And I'm sorry, it was Washington Free Beacon, not Washington Examiner. It doesn't matter. They're throttled, too. So we have this in writing now. We know she was not fired for being pregnant. They had reoffered her the job.
Well, Democrats never miss an opportunity for facts to get in the way of the truth.
No, I guess not. And I'm just wondering, I mean, you would think this is pretty big news. I mean, if this was Tulsi Gabbard, I could see not a lot of interest. She's like, you know, at the bottom of the heap in terms of the polls. But I mean, Elizabeth Warren is ahead in a lot of these polls. Yeah. I mean, she's like the number one now. I mean, so you would think the Democrat primary, you would think somebody would want to check this, right?
Yeah, you would think.
She's been cold busted on camera lying. And yet, who has to go do this? The Washington Free Beacon. Yeah. I think most of these people in the CNN newsroom would sneer at any of their reporting. They just got their butts kicked.
Well, it's all part of the patriarchy.
So she's going to fix this by asking other women to send her their discrimination stories.
Yeah.
Too.
If you don't have a good one, just make it up.
Yeah, and by the way, send her your stories of that time you were an Indian.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do that.
Yeah.
Because you may not actually be an Indian, but that doesn't matter either.
No.
It just amazes me she gets away with this.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's amazing that she just can. I mean, you can tell a lie of that caliber in the internet age on national television twice, and it's there, and it's like it didn't happen.
Well, look at the situation with Bernie Sanders right now. Talk about a double standard. If there was a Republican nominee or someone who was running for the Republican nomination for president that was a very, let's say, an advanced age,
mm-hmm.
and then had some stents put in, had a heart attack, was off the campaign trail for a while, you know exactly what the story would be. How can this person run? How can this person survive being president? You know, there's medical issues here. This is too much stress. How can this person do this? Why do they still want to continue? Is their campaign in trouble? You've heard nothing about that. Nothing. Now, listen, I hope and pray Bernie gets fine. I do not wish him any ill health. I just don't want him in any position of power. That's my only thing.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather have him in power than her. He at least tells us the truth, like, yeah, my Medicare plan's going to cost a boatload of money, but you're going to love it.
Yeah,
well, I can work with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But this, I mean, this woman's got a problem. She's not well. I mean, this is psycho stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put this way, okay? If you had a friend or a neighbor who did this and you caught them and telling this kind of lie, would you associate with them further on a personal level? I mean, would you hang out with them at church?
No, not on a regular basis.
This is the kind of person who, when you hear somebody's done that, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? And you don't associate with them anymore because you think they're a little weird.
That's sort of like Joe Biden without the hair plugs and the groping.
Oh, speaking of, by the way, going back to the Bernie thing about the health thing.
Yeah.
You say, well, you know, if somebody had a medical record like Bernie's, right, the media, and it was a Republican, the media would freak out and say, oh, man, look at health issues, can't run for office. Yeah. You mean like Joe Biden? Two aneurysms?
Yeah.
Two. I mean, you know how serious that is?
Oh, yeah. That's very serious.
Right, but most people don't know because the media doesn't talk about it. I mean, I can't believe he survived two aneurysms. That is amazing.
Right.
It's, you know, I mean, wow. Text writes, is it a hate crime to call Warren a liar, seeing as how she's an Indian?
It probably soon could be, yeah.
It's all very confusing. I don't know. Yeah. You'll have to call Democrat Party headquarters on that one. I'm not qualified to answer. Text writes, good morning, Tara. I've been listening to you for 3 years. Oh, well, thank you. This is the first time you've got it backwards. The further ahead in the polls, the less anyone will want to fact check Warren or any other leftist. Oh, okay. Text writes, it's bad enough that Warren lies, but also has to demonize other groups that propagate. Oh, also has to demonize other groups to propagate her lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to double down on this, this is exactly, here's the thing, this is the weird pattern with her. This is exactly what she did. Remember, she doubled down on being an Indian.
Yeah.
Insisted on it.
Mm-hmm.
That she was an Indian. And then even did the DNA test fully expecting that she'd be Indian.
Which didn't
really
well.
Work out that well.
Yeah.
Now she's doubling down on the discrimination.
Yeah.
Weirdo. I mean, weird. I mean, this is weird stuff. Forget it. It's hopeless. It's whatever. They can say whatever they want. It's the way it works. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump is basically like your fake impeachment there is completely jacked up, and I am not participating in it until you vote to have a real impeachment. Is that not essentially what the 8-page letter said?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so they're saying, please send Mr. Sondland to testify, and he's like, I will not until you vote to have an impeachment. And like, why is he doing it this way? Well, because if they voted to have a real impeachment, then, well, according to the letter, for example, you have denied the president the right to cross-examine witnesses, mm-hmm. to call witnesses, to right. receive transcripts of testimony, right. to have access to evidence, to have counsel present, and many other basic rights guaranteed to all Americans, which he would get in a real impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
You have conducted your proceedings in secret. You have violated civil liberties and the separation of powers by threatening executive branch officials, claiming that you will seek to punish those who exercise federal constitutional rights and prerogatives. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this one. In any event, from the letter, the American people understand that chairmanship cannot covertly assist with the submission of a complaint, mislead the public about his involvement, read a counterfeit version of the call to the American people, and then pretend to sit in judgment as a neutral investigator.
Yeah.
He's a stinking liar, is what he's saying.
Is.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is historically. Do you realize this is our first secret impeachment?
No.
Secret impeachment. So this, you know how that works, right? It's we'll inform you when the president is impeached, but not why. That's for us to know and you to never find out. That makes sense. Oh, by the way, did you see the whistleblower's attorney saying the whistleblower's identities will never ever be known, even if Trump's impeached?
Hmm.
And it's never gonna be known, which we don't get to know who they were or why they said that. Secret impeachment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text Tara at 71307 on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD.
WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Texter writes, Tara, I had oatmeal for breakfast this morning, making myself more part oatmeal than Miss Pocahontas is Indian. Yeah. Texter writes, the school board was bummed because they enjoyed having a Native American teacher on their staff. Now, the text writes, Tara Elizabeth Princess Liar Watha Warren lied. How is this a surprise? Liar is her name. It's amazing she's still standing politically. Honestly, it is. It's, another text on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Text writes, I used to be Indian, but I had to give it up when a principal fired me for being pregnant. Another texter writes, hey, Tara Warren resigned because they wanted her to teach Native American history. So says Tony and Pickens. Hey, it's as good as anything she's made up. You know what kills me about her? This is the thing that kills me. When she lied about being an Indian, right? She flat out lied. And she took the position, the minority tenure track position. She ultimately got tenure at Harvard. And was referred to routinely in the paper there at Harvard, including the Law Journal, as being a minority member of the staff. We now know she is not. We have the DNA test results. Has anybody stopped even for a second to think about this? She stole that position from an actual minority, probably an Indian. Indian could have taken it, maybe a black woman. Because at that time, the Harvard faculty was extremely undiverse. It was mostly white males. There were a few white women. We now know, including Elizabeth Warren, lying about being a minority. She stole that from a minority. And dude, have you seen her lately? Her numbers are going up with black people. She's been spending a lot of time in black areas talking to black people. I wish just one time somebody had asked her, hey, you know, a black woman could have had that position at Harvard. You know, the minority one you stole? What do you say to that person who would have had that position had you not stolen it by lying? That's, you know, kind of question a Republican would get. That's awful. I mean, awful. And that was during a time when we really didn't have racial diversity at our universities. I mean, she just skates. She just skates. What a racist thing to do. It's, text writes, OMG, considering all the stuff that the Dems are putting us through and they're not even in charge, can you imagine what they would be doing if they held the presidency in both houses? Scary. And not even Halloween scary. Text writes, the Indian community calls Warren Walking Eagle because she is a bird that wants to soar but is so full of bird crap, she can no longer fly. Yeah, it gets heavy dragging all that around. Texter writes, why don't her opponents jump all over her for this? Good question. Good question. I don't know. I don't know. All right. Coming up in the next hour, the whole Ukraine thing fell apart. Did you realize that? The whole Ukraine narrative, quid pro quo, all that, with Trump that they're impeaching him for, that completely fell apart overnight. There's nothing left of it. There's absolutely nothing left of it. I mean, like factually speaking, there is nothing left of it. It's interesting what Trump is doing right now. He is basically saying, look, I'm not going to participate in your impeachment farce unless you have a vote. And it requires a vote to do an impeachment inquiry. And if they did the vote, I'll explain to you what's going on here. If they did the vote, as Trump's letter to Nancy Pelosi points out, Trump would get the right to cross-examine witnesses, to call witnesses, to receive transcripts of testimony, to have access to evidence, to have counsel present, and many other basic rights guaranteed to all Americans. Republicans would also get the right to cross-examine. They can't have that. It will fall apart in 5 minutes. And so what it looks like he's doing here. He's saying, go ahead, take the vote. Take it. We need you to take the vote. And what they're going to do is that they demanded that the ambassador come and testify. He didn't show up. They're using a regular subpoena, not one that's part of the Judiciary Committee process, the formal process for impeachment. They're using a regular committee subpoena on this. That what's going to happen is they're going to go to court. And the court is going to rule eventually that they do not have a right to do this. So Trump is dragging this out, dragging this out, dragging this out, dragging this out. The last thing they want is for this to drag out and for them to have transparency. That is a big problem. So he's trying to force them to have the impeachment vote. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, this is a joke. This is the country's first top secret impeachment. These are historic times. We never had a top secret impeachment before. When a president couldn't even see the evidence against him, he's not allowed to, and thus can't really respond or challenge it. The attorney representing, oh, by the way, do you know the attorney worked with James Clapper when he wasn't working with Hillary's chief of staff? I thought I'd mention that. Yeah, the director of national intelligence, the one who lied under oath before Congress but was never prosecuted for it, that guy. The one smack in the middle of the FISA investigation that is being run right now by John Durham and Bill Barr. Yeah, that guy. You know, the one who has a lot to learn to lose if this investigation by Bill Barr goes forward, potentially. And this attorney worked with him. And that's fair. That's unbiased. Okay. That makes total sense. Okay, so I suppose the Democrats' plan is we'll let you know when we're done impeaching your president. And you'll know when we lead the president out in cuffs. Trust us, he'll deserve it. Even if we can't logically articulate why, because it's classified. Makes total sense. They would totally understand this in the former USSR or China.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, 106.3 WORD proudly presents The Tara Show.
More stimulating talk.
Here's Tara.
Do you own a dog? You've got a 24% lower chance of dying young. That's a good thing. Yeah, dogs save lives, owning one. According to a new study looking back at 70 years worth of research, found people with dogs are less likely to die young in general. And dog owners have a 31% reduced risk of dying from heart disease. And when they do have a heart attack or stroke, they tend to recover faster. The authors of the study found an even bigger difference for people who lived alone but had dogs. So companionship has a lot to do with it. And they think part of it is that, you know, even if you're just getting up to let the dog out, it makes you get up off the couch, walk around, got to stay in there until the dog comes back in, that kind of thing. Get up, go get the dog, whatever. Take it for a walk would be even better. Even just petting a dog has been shown to lower blood pressure. You know what I think part of this is? It's interesting that there was an even bigger difference for people who live alone but have a dog. I swear there's something to that. This is like, yeah, like if you, I swear your body knows if you have to take care of someone or something. And if you don't, it eliminates you. This is like we've all heard the story. And I don't mean to be, you know, morbid here, but we've all heard about the person who retired 9 months later, they were dead. I mean, if you're not out there doing something in the world or for somebody or best case scenario, taking care of someone you love, it's almost like your body knows. And it would make sense if we had that hardwired into us, right? Because, you know, back in the grasslands, we're part of the tribe. There's limited food, limited calories. If you're not providing something, even in your old age, some service, some good, something to the tribe, you know, it's best for the survival of your own genes for you to go and leave the food for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Makes sense. So, yeah. Now, notice that the results not for cat owners. Your cat would kill you in the middle of the night if it could get away with it. It would. No, come on. Tell me your cat wouldn't kill you if it was like 10 times bigger. 20 times bigger. Tell me it would not sweat. You are nodding your head in there. You're filling in for Chris today. Yes, it would kill you. Tell me you would be totally comfortable with having your cat in your house if it was 10 times bigger than it is. 20 times bigger. You wouldn't. No way in heck you'd live with that thing. You give it to a zoo. Something with really big high bars. This is why people don't take... No, I mean, all right, some people keep tigers in their homes, but they're insane. They don't. They want the little cat, not the big one. Come on, you know it's true. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. All right. I cannot do anything. I'm getting beaten up by parents on the... I'm getting beaten up by parents on the text line for my middle school daughter having a cell phone. I actually got criticized by some parents for it. And that's fine if that's the way that you do it. That's too young to have a cell phone. You know what? There's a funny thing here. I just mentioned this for parents because I know you're in the car. Those of you who have dropped the kids off, especially the middle school kids, you probably dropped them off after 8. There's a thing about a cell phone. It's two things. Number one, they're all on the cell phones. They text each other after school. So socially, I think one mom was saying, you know, my son was complaining because he doesn't have a cell phone. He's getting left behind. Socially, that can happen. You got it for that reason. But we got her a cell phone because we had a free one. Like, you know, you get one that comes up every so often. We weren't going to buy it. But we had a free one. We got her one. And the reason I wanted to have one, because she had a weird incident at school where they wouldn't let her call me. And the school nurse wouldn't let her call me. And she desperately wanted to be picked up. And I said, never again. I want her to be able to reach me and say, Mom, come get me. I'm having this problem at school. So, you know, whatever. And so we got her the phone for that reason. And then I realized something. Once they hit middle school and high school, it's hard to find out who their friends are. It is. And elementary school, you can come in and there's all these volunteer opportunities in the school with the kids where you're mixing with them. And I would volunteer to figure out who's who and who's what's what. And yeah, okay, her friends are good. I got good vibes from them. Middle school and high school, they don't let you do that so much. And I realized, I don't know who her friends are. I mean, I know some of their names, but I don't know. Well, guess where all that's running through now? Cell phone. And then I realized something else. I'm just telling you. I'm just throwing this out there. And I know some of you are gonna go nuts on me when I tell you this, but there are some parents who are gonna go, thank you, Tara, for telling me that. Do you know there's apps now where every text they send and every email they send and every comment they make gets sent to you? All of it. And you can know who their friends are, who they talk to the most. You can get to know what their friends are like because you're reading their text too. Yeah. Powerful tool. The phones are trackable. The kid is trackable. And everything they do is trackable. And I make no apologies for that because it's my phone. So it is amazing when you start tracking what your kid is doing and who they're talking to, you get to know their friends really well. And you get to know who they are around their friends really well. It is the most powerful tool a parent could have. I wish we'd had this a generation ago. It's the ultimate spy equipment. And I realized how blind I was flying before I had it. And no, she doesn't know it's on her phone. I waited till she was in school. She has no idea. And you know what's kind of cool? I have gained a respect that I did not have before. I like who she is with her friends. I would have never known that without the phone. And look, I'm not going to do an advertisement for a cell phone message tracking company for you. There's great ones out there. You can get it all. The texts they send, the comments they make, the emails they send, who they send them to, when they send them to, who their friends are, who they talk to the most, where that phone is, where it's been, where they are. All of it. It's awesome. Now, I know I am going to get totally trashed for this. Oh, how could you do that? I got a good reason. I had a really good read. Let me put it this way. Addiction runs in my family, and every generation we lose a few to it. And I don't know which, if any of my kids have those genes. Maybe none, please God. But I need to be on top of that, who their friends are, what they're doing, what they're planning, what they're telling me, and whether it matches what they're actually doing. And I know all of it. Texter saying, what app? I'm not going to advertise for them. Go online and read, surveil, you know, Google it. Surveil your teen's texts. There's a bunch of great options. Put it right on the phone. It's very inexpensive. And let me tell you what, you're going to learn a lot about your kids. And by the way, with my daughter, it's been awesome because I feel very reassured now. I am more likely to let her go somewhere with friends I don't know well than I would have been before because she's a really good girl. So it can work in their favor, too. I'm telling you, folks, you got to want to do. So if you're thinking, no, I'm not going to get him a phone, something to consider.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This hour on WORD is powered and charged by Battery Specialists. Talk to Tara on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line at 800-347-1063.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show.
1063 WORD.
Oh my God, you should see the cell. I'm sorry, you should see the text line right now. Half of you are beating me to a tar and the other half are like, can I have that? What is that app again? I got to spy on my kids. Yeah, you can spy on your kids. Did you know that? Oh, get them a cell phone. No, right away. No, do it. It's awesome. You can put an app on there that tracks not just where they are, not where the cell phone is. See, now you know if they're telling you the truth about where they go. I don't have that problem yet. She's in middle school. But you can also get all of their emails, text messages, comments, what YouTube videos they want. By the way, the average age the American kid starts watching porn, first age is age 11. It's a cesspool out there. But you can follow the text, and that way, now they're in high school, they're in middle school, there are friends whose names you hear. Are they good? Are they bad? Well, you're going to know their friends really well because you're reading those texts. You're reading them all. And man, y'all are beating me up. Oh, are you beating me up? Not all of you, some of you. Tara, my wife monitors my kids' cell phones. We also use cell phones for leverage. Oh, they're great for leverage. You can get a kid to do almost anything if you take away the cell phone. Texture writes, you know where to go. So your kid's phone sends you everything just like Hillary's server did. Well, Hillary's server sent it to the Chinese. That's illegal. I own my kid's phone. Look, we explained to our kids. I mean, seriously, my husband and I do. You live in the Republic, the People's Republic of Servatius. This is a benevolent dictatorship. You have no rights other than those we give you. But we are benevolent dictators. And we want the best for you. However, we will crack down with a vengeance if we see you're going in a direction we do not like. This is not a partnership. It's not a democracy. We don't have one of those in my house. Texter writes, Tara, we did. Oh, now this I don't know about. Texter writes, Tara, we did the tracking on my son's cell and on his computer. He is 28, still has no idea we did it. Are you still tracking him? Now, I don't know about 28. I don't know about that. Texter writes, oh, my middle school daughter and son were both given cell phones in sixth grade. Thankfully, we did. My daughter has called because the nurse wouldn't let her call me when she was sick. And then there's our son, who we thought was making good choices. We discovered he was asking a female classmate for nudes, and she sent them. What a powerful life lesson for us all. Yeah. Texter writes, parents that aren't proactive end up being grandparents at 35, visiting rehab centers and courthouses. Texter writes, they probably start watching porn at age 11 because 11-year-olds have cell phones. I don't look at it that way. Look, there's a computer, like what, every 10 feet in your house? 15? They're going to get on it one way or another. Texter writes, LOL, yeah, those apps are good for catching cheating wives as well. No, wait, I don't endorse that, okay? Texter writes, thank you so much, single dad of a 14-year-old daughter. Just a lot of you asking me for the apps. I'm not going to do an ad for them on the air. You can find them. They're very easy to find. Just Google. So you want everything they send, emails, text messages, all that sent to you too. Texter writes, punishment, take away the charger and watch as the phone dies. Okay, y'all. All right. Let's jump on the line with James. We have just a couple minutes left in this segment. Hey, James.
Hi, good morning. What you're saying makes perfect sense. You and I have been to many functions together, and I probably am about twice as old as you are. But when I was growing up, everybody lived in the same neighborhood, went to the same schools, and that went on even up to high school. Nowadays, you don't know who your kid are dealing with because you don't have opportunity to know the parents or anything. So I think it's a cultural difference, or at least a time difference.
These kids today, let me tell you what, they are so sexualized, you have no idea. It's the kind of stuff we used to talk about in high school, you know, when everybody was, whatever. It's in fifth grade now. It's bad. And you don't know how to know your child's friends unless you're spying on them. You really need to be spying on them. Let me tell you what, if you don't get your kid the phone and track it off that, they will be messaging their friends. They're going to message them either over email on a regular computer in your house, or they're going to message them over video games. They're going to be on the computer doing that. You might as well centralize it and spy. And see what's going on. And it's really eye-opening. It might be painful. I got to tell you, though, no matter how hard it is, when you see something, you can't say anything. Because you'll blow your cover, and then you're not going to be able to spy anymore. You have to find another way to discover bad things are going on. Does that make sense? I had one thing so far that I saw. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just something that really wanted to talk to her about, and I had to let it go. Because I need to be able to continue to spy. Now, all right, now some of you parents, oh my God, some of you are spying into your kids into their 20s, mid-20s. Now, that's a little bit extreme, okay? This texture is, my daughter is in college, and I still track her and read her messages. Now, I don't know. What's a good cutoff date? Well, I don't know. If it's your phone and you pay for it, maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.